ויגש אלו יהודו ויומר בי אדוני ותבנו אב כחותו ובאוזני אדוני ואיך אבך ועבדך וכמורך כפארו. It starts off the Iga Hashel of Yehuda, and it speaks Parsha Yehuda. Yehuda be Yitzavon Avdo Lo Baozne Adoni. Yehuda talks. He comes to Dava Dvarai Baoznecha. My words go into your ears. Very interesting notion. He said, "I've got people Aicha Apcha Be'Avecha, but don't get angry at me." Hanami, I have to talk, you're a king. But Yehuda talks very, very stark. And Rashi says, Kikamoich, Kifaroi, Odova Achit, Kikamoich, Nitali Erev, Oyscho, Vesadonecho. If you start off with me, I'm ready to kill you and your master. It goes through the whole story and he tells him the whole thing. And Yehuda, v'etzem, as we say, sticks up for his younger brother. Chazal the Medrash say Gaval the Gazach. The Medrash Tanchumo Yalandinu Abeinu Ezu Orev Shulchayv L'Shalem Kachshonu Rabbi Seinu Rabbi Shimon Ben Anas Oim Ezu Orev Shulchayv L'Shalem Ba'oim Halveh Ani Noisim Lecho V'Nosim Nosim B'Yad Ha'orev Chayv U'mi Hoy Ezeh Ha'orev Ze Yehuda Shramatno Oisi Al Yodi V'Nei Shemenu Elech. Yehuda was a guarantor, was an Orev. Because of his Arvis, because I'll say, when they found the gvia, the goblet of Yosef that was planted in Yom Yom Tzak, everybody turned around. The Omer Kenegdoi Ha'orif. Rabbi Yigash, Elov Yehuda. The Torah says, emphasizes Yehuda's Hagosha. The Gemara, the Chazal say, didn't harvest, as he said, unless you Anoichi Arvenu. But the Maisa, the getter from the Arvis, the fact that Yehuda was such a guarantor to a degree that he's ready to take on Paroi, shows us the godless, the seriousness, and what we spoke this morning about the Achrayas that Yehuda has. Vayigash Elov Yehuda. Yehuda fulfills his achrayus. He fulfills his responsibility. He fulfills his arvis, which was a responsibility that he gave to Yaakov Avinu, that he's not going to leave, but he's going to make sure to bring back. Tno Sel Yodi Vani Hashivenu. I will. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Doyresh Arevim. Also, Chazal tells the Medrash Tanchuma. Zeshoma Hakadosh Bnei Maravtel Reecho Tekatel Lazor Kapecho B'Shoshi Pikish Hakadosh Baruch Hu Liter Zatoyer LiYisrael Amulam Tekab Liter Rossi. Hashem set the class on Mekab My Torah Amuloy Hain Amulam Tnuli Orev Shetekaymu Oisa. Give me an Orev. Amulov Avram Yitzchak Yankov You Arevim. Then Avram Yitzchak he said no. Bekitzo. The service of Dava Hashem, they said, "Benenu yaravim shalonu." Our children will be our raven. Yad kila kodesh baruch nas la toira and chas v'shalom. He says, "Kifichu k'sisuah mevatlan nas la toira." Kodesh baruch pays back for them. And And that's what the Medrash feels. If the Orev is the one that takes Arvus, his responsibility. Being a guarantor is not just signing your name, getting you John Hancock on the paper. A guarantor is a din from Arvus. And this is the godless of the Mid of Yehud. But as we mentioned this morning in the Shmuz, Chazal tell us in Parash Vayechi that Yehuda was made the Melech. Was eventually became Yehuda. From here came David HaMelech from Shevet Yehuda. And the Gansa Malchus came from Shevet Yehuda. And we mentioned that the Lashon of the Pasuk that Yaakov Avinu told Yehuda when he got them together, what was the Pasuk of Oisai? Yehuda ato yuducha achecha, yodcha boev evecha, yishtach avulecha me'avicha. Yehuda, Yaakov Avinu blesses all the brothers and gives them their charge. He says to Yehuda, ato yoducha achecha, yodcha boev evecha, yishtach avulecha me'avicha. Zokta Targum Unkles over there, Yehuda at Oideisa Veloi Vehesosa, Boch Yoidun Achoch, Yedoch, Titkev Abadavavach, Yidbadru Sanoch Yehoi Mechaz Mekadal Kadomoch. Zokta Yehuda Vasa the Targum Unkles, at Yoducha Achecha, your brothers will, everybody will be moide to you. Because, why? What was the symbol? What was the assoid? And what was the symbol of your malchus when you were moida at the Maaseh Tamar? Ato hayodeisa v'loy ve'isasa. If we're looking for the Maaseh that should bring Yehuda the malchus, shouldn't it be va'igash elav Yehuda that Yehuda out of all the brothers took the harvest? If we're looking for the store for the Maisa, for that one Maisa, we're looking for the greatness of Yehuda. We're looking for the area where Yehuda is shown that he has greatness. Is ready to take on the Malchus. Shouldn't it have been by Yigash Elov Yehuda in this week's parasha? Yehuda steps up to Yosef HaTzadik and says, I'm ready to take you on in battle, you and your master, to save my brother. El Yisoid Rabbi Sai. This is what we mentioned a little bit this morning. I want to be Ma'arich on it now, Rabbi Sai. The Yisoid Rabbi Sai. Where's the starting point? Where's the starting point of Achrayis Rabbi Sai? Is when he was Moida. When he admitted. The hallmark of maturity is taking responsibility for your own actions. In the world, who spilled the milk? Yanki spilled the milk. Leia spilled the milk. Who did this? It's his fault. It's my Chavrus's fault. It's my Rebbe's fault. It's my Magachia's fault. It's my Mashkia's fault. It's his fault. Why aren't I steiging? My roommate's fault. My grandmother's fault. My great-grandmother's fault. She came to me in a dream last night. She kept me up the whole night. The hallmark of maturity is taking responsibility, is admittance. I take responsibility for my own actions. That's the starting point of maturity. That's the starting point of responsibility. At the starting point of growth, when a person takes responsibility for his own actions. You can't take responsibility for Yenna's actions. You're not mechuyev to take responsibility for Yenna's actions, because you're not in control of Yenna. But your own actions, your own emotions, the way you react and act towards others, the way you conduct yourself, and we conduct ourselves in different scenarios, situations. Who has to take achrayus for that maisa? The person himself. and when you can take achrayas for the mice. You can take achrayas for your own mice. Then you can take responsibility for others. Then you can go on and lead others and take responsibility for others. And your koyach to take responsibility for more and more people is how deep and how well you're ready to start with taking responsibility for your own lives. So Avadabai Yigash, I love Yehuda. That Yehuda took them all by the horns, and Yehuda stepped up to the game, and Yehuda stepped up to Yosef, who was the leader of the whole world, the second in command of the whole world. Mitzrayim was that time the superpower of the world. Everybody came to Mitzrayim, Lishmor Oichel. And Yehuda was able to step up the game, and Yehuda was to take achrayas in such a way that he's ready to battle the holy Mitzrayim, including that, when all the brothers turned away, because he accepted on this achrayas. But you saw it, the basis for that achrayas, was when Yehuda took achrayas for his own actions. And he said, Tamar was pregnant with his child. And she said, Levi, hey, whoever these things are, whoever the Choysamcha, Psilecha, whoever all these things belong to, that's who I'm pregnant from. And Yehuda could have looked aside because it was embarrassing. And Yehuda could have said, it may be somebody else, like the Gemara and Magen says, maybe somebody else came to her who says it was really me. And Yehuda could have made all different excuses why. And Tamar was being very careful. She wanted to embarrass him. She knew who it was. And she could have been even more. But she wasn't so explicit. She wanted him to come on his own. And for that Maisa, that's what produced Mashiach. And that's what produced Malchus. Because it was taking responsibility for your actions. And saying, Tzadka mimeni, it's for me. I'm responsible. I did it. It's my fault. I'm responsible. From that one act, by taking responsibility, full achrayas, with all the busha, and all the embarrassment, and everything that now he already accused Tamar, he's taking her out to be killed. And he's ready, and it was all everybody was seeing what's going on over there, taking her out to be Nisra. And the whole world knows about it all over the front pages. And now if he retracts, what's going to be? If he changes his mind, it's going to get out that he's the culprit, he's the one who did it. It's not going to look so well, it was his daughter-in-law. Okay, there was a mitzvah evil, like the Ramban and everything, but it's going to get out. And it'll be clear to the world now that Yehuda was the one who went on to went to Tamar. You admit it. You took responsibility. You weren't afraid. You did the right thing at the right moment. From here is going to come out, Malchus. Your brothers are going to admit to you. They're going to submit to you. The whole class will submit to you. You're going to be the king. Yehuda. Al Shem Hoidah. That's achrayas, that's responsibility, that's malchus. That's what brought up Yigash, I love Yehuda. Yehuda had ingrained in him the midah. Yehuda had given in and worked out that he is a person that takes responsibility, that only now came out in a higher form after he already had established the midah. Now came on a much higher form, and he brought back the yomim to his father. He takes the achrayas. But that's the yisoy of malchus, and that's the yisoy of godlos. Until a person learns to take achrayas for his own maisim, he's not going to get anywhere, because there's always going to be a teretz. It's not my fault why I'm not steiging. Not my fault that I'm not getting up in the morning. it's this guy, and it's that thing, and some things can be true, but if a person doesn't take a chai, I say to myself, listen, it could be it's this, it could be it's that, but I know, if I myself really want, it could be accomplished. I have to start taking responsibility for myself. That's the aschol rabbi. I tell many bachur rabbis all the time, the person wants to start a family, when does he know? When does he know that he's ready? Rebbe, am I ready for shidduchim yet? Why should be ready? Well, I'm all of 20 already. I just got my 20th birthday. And I tied my shoes myself already. I just made it to my 20th birthday. Baruch Hashem. I'm a good guy. Guys like me. I'm charismatic. Pretty good looking. According to some shittas. I wear nice ties. A nice suit. Hat, I don't wear because something, I have something against the hat. But everything else I wear, I'm ready for shidduchim. What makes you ready? Just because people say 20 years old is the time to start looking at shidduchim? Just because you have a nice personality? Just because you're charismatic? Just because you have good looks? That makes you ready for shidduchim? What is shidduchim, Rabbi said? What's it all about? What's marriage about? What's family about? Is it just about moving out of the dormitory? Three cheers for that. Baruch Hashem, I can't wait to get out. That's why I want to find a wife. I got to just get out of this dormitory. No more waiting for the showers. I got to get out. Move on in life. Shiva food, no more. Home cooked food now. No more oily wings. No more schnitzel, frozen schnitzel. My wife's gonna pound it out. She's gonna chuck the chicken itself. No more peas in the can. We're gonna have pea pods going in our backyard. Fresh tomatoes. Can't wait to move on out. Start the real life. How are you ready? Well, I know how to plant tomatoes. I know how to make a garden. Are you responsible? Huh? No one said anything that on the chart. It says good looking, charismatic, wears nice clothes, has fancy shoes. Where does anything about it be the responsibility? First level, Rabbi Yisrael. When a person wants to think about marriage, Rabbi Yisrael, is a person responsible? Is he bal achrayus? Because now you not only have to worry about your own life, Rabbi Yisrael, you have to worry about others. It's responsible to take care of a wife. Yes, take care of a wife. It doesn't just mean eating nice spinach salads. It doesn't just mean getting nice kugels and big chulins. And putting your stomach on the table. And okay, that was a great meal, and then walking to your bedroom and sleeping and leaving the plates on the table. Marriage is about responsibility. You look at the marriage contract, the ksuba we call it, Rabbi Yisrael. I know Efla for Oikir, I will take care of you, I will respect you. I'm mefanes you, bekushta, truthful. That the husband is now responsible not only for his life, the whole marriage, not only for my wife, but for my wife. Find my family. I'm gonna make sure she has clothing. Make sure she has all her needs. Whatever she needs in life, that's my responsibility. That stays in the marriage contract of a yid. We don't just give a ring to he gets a ring and she gets a ring. Everybody gets rings, and the bells are ringing and everything's so smooth. Ding, 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 gewaldig. Marriage is much more. Than just having a nice chasana, Baruch Hashem, invite all the people. Oh, who's on my wedding list? Go make sure to invite that rabbi from Israel. mad is much more. Everybody's so excited about the wedding and how the friends are coming in and how it is and the dancing. That's one night. The next day, that's it. Anor, Eflav, Ezo, you get that marriage contract, everybody's saying. And that's now your mom is stuck in. You gotta make sure you make a panosa. You gotta make sure you're mafiring it. It's your responsibility. You can't wake up the next morning. So what about food? Who said anything about food? They just tell me to get married. And that's it. We live happily ever after. I read all those books. Just live happily ever after. I've seen the movie. What happens now? He has to pick himself up and make a panosa. Whatever the panosa is going to be, Be'ez Hashem. Hopefully, Be'ez Hashem will be steiging. Of the mice, he has to take care. Why? That's his responsibility, being a husband. And Be'ez Hashem, when the children come along, take care of the children, be responsible for their chinuch, responsible for raising them, responsible for supporting them, giving them enough food and sustenance and everything that it takes in life, before he said. It's all part of responsibility. And the person now is a person that's, like we said today, is a Rav, or a Ram, or a Shiva, or whatever. Or is the head of a shul, is the Gabbai, whatever it is. He has responsibilities. And if he shirks his responsibilities, so nothing works. And when he does his responsibilities, the kindness of his responsibilities, so everything clicks. That's the Metzias, Rabbi Yisai, of the Olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world. That's why it's so choshev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I need an arvis for Kabbalah's Torah. It's not just, oh, very nice, you mekabel the Torah. What is it? So what? You mekabel the Torah. What's gonna lock you in? What's gonna make you responsible? What's gonna keep the Torah? Oh, your children will be a raven. That's what the Medrash. The service shall do if Chas v'Shalom something you mevatel Torah. Oh, Hashem to go to the raven. Oh, then you take responsibility. But you're going to be serious. But if not, there's no serious. And when do we start taking responsibilities for our own lives, by the side? How many do we take responsibility? What do you mean, Rebbe? I'm a responsible guy to my own life. Walk around. Shoes tie, my laces are tied every day, and I haven't tripped once in the last 10 years. I'm responsible. You ever see me walk in? The left foot, the shoe on the left shoe on the right foot, the right shoe on the left foot, my yarmulke is in place. I'm responsible, Rebbe. What means responsibility? The Medrash says in this week's parasha, woe is to us on the day of judgment. Woe is to us on the day of Din. Woe is to us on the day of Teichacha. Kishiyochia HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yosef, Katan Shalachim, Yosef, who was the youngest of the brothers, when he said, Ani Yosef, Baruch Hu Nishmosam. But you call the Kabbal, they couldn't, they never knew me part of it, they couldn't hear it. Kishi Yochia HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kolechu Ve'echu Lufi Mashuhu, Al Sam V'Kabbal, we're not going to be able to handle the Tzotar Chacha. What was Yosef Tzotar Chacha? Chazal, the first of Mayas, the basically, we was the Tzotar Chacha of Yosef, Ani Yosef, Ha'oyed Ovicha Yehuda, you're selling me this story, my father, what's to do with the father? Ani Yosef. Oy the Avichai. Where was everybody with me, my father? Where was everybody when you sold me? Was it the same? Did you think about how my father's gonna take it? Did you make these cheshbonos, what's going to be with my father when you sold me? Me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shlog you up l'fi mashu, that's a different shmuz of the base of Levi. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take your taina and show you l'fi, your taina, that's not a taina. I'll show you another instance where just the opposite, it's different. Hashem's going to show us that we're hypocrites. That we thought, those are a different shmuz. Oh, but you saw it. But the Beis Halevi says, Lafima Shahu, that the Kosh Bosh is going to show who we could have been. Who we could have been! who we should have been. And that's going to be the biggest techacha. Because we thought we had the excuses. We thought we had the terutzim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu show us that those terutzim was because we didn't want to take responsibility for who we should have been according to Pesach. We once said there's a picture of all of us in Shemayim of who we are, who we should be. And only when we reach that madrega down here, that's when we can compare ourselves. We can be put up on that pedestal where we're supposed to be in Shemayim. That's what the Forashim say by Avram, 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 by the Maisa, the Akeda, Avram. That Avram that we see in the Kiseh, in the Shemayim, the Madrega of Avram, Avram, you've reached it down here. But Yaakov Avinu also, he said, like the Lama Lashon of Yaakov, Shmuel, Shmuel, that there's a certain picture of who we could be and who we're supposed to be, and who, if we used our kodesh to the fullest, if we extended ourselves to the fullest, who we really could be out there, how great we could be. That's the achrayis we have to use. It's not only the achrayis of taking responsibility of getting up in the morning, and the achrayis that we have to take care of a family one day. That's a vada nichla. But we have achrayis to ourselves, and we have achrayis to Klal Yisrael to be the greatest person that we can be. For if not, everything that could have come out of us, all the great people that could have been inspired by us, all the great things that could have happened because of us, down the tubes, gone with the wind. What about that achrayis? What about that responsibility? You know, they tell people today the terrible matzah that's going on in the world. And it's taka terrible. And we look at it that way. Common scenes. Rachmon Litzlan Aleinu. We shouldn't have it anywhere, but you go Rachmon Litzlan, you come to America today, and a wedding hall. And there it is. Rabbi Jonathan Simpson will perform the ceremony together with Reverend Paul Sampson. Each one will take one bracha of the Sheva brachas. Paul, it's your turn. Sameach Titamach! And he reads his stupid thing under the way, and a man or a woman, Rachmon Litzlan, even worse, a woman who's a Jewess, marrying some guy. And they come out, and there it is, on one side is the Chanukah Menorah, and on the other side is Santa. And the kids come home from school, and they get also a Chanukah bush. A Chanukah thing hanging on a bush. You get everything together. A menorah that plays jingle bells. Or the tree that plays Mabo Yisur. Wind up the tree, the Ma'usur tree. Rachmon Litzlan. There's a Holocaust going on, as everybody knows. Hundreds and thousands of Yidin who don't know about their little Yiddishkeit, and they're marrying out of the faith. And many times they approach and realize that. But what about your responsibility, the parents will tell him, to keep the generations going, to keep the faith, to keep it going to the next generations, to make it go, continue on. Rachmon Litzlan, and that's how the rabbis try to talk to them, the responsibilities of these boys and girls, your responsibility, your Ben Avram Yitzchak Yankov, your grandparents and Moshe Nevers for their religion. And here you are, giving it up. And the different ways of talking to them, trying to explain how beautiful Yiddishkeit could be for them, and how much they're giving up. But what about a person born into the Jewish religion and his responsibility to keep it going, to keep the chain? that was not our parsha, Baruch Hashem. We're not that, those type of people. We're not going to marry out of the faith, Chas v'Shalom. We're from Jews. We're Bochrin. We go to Yeshiva. We do all types of things. Baruch Hashem. But what about your responsibility of who you could be and who you are now and who you could be? Who you're supposed to be, who you're destined to be. And how much we give up our own lives because we don't want to take responsibility. We have a year in Eretz Yisrael that we were given on a silver platter by our parents and other people who... Are we taking responsibility for it? Are we using it out to what we can get? Are we growing? Are we looking to grow? Are we looking to do the right things? We're not perfect. No one's going to be perfect. And no one's a malach. And no one's... We're American boys. We were brought up a certain way. Before we have our guitars. MS. But where's our goals? Where's our dreams? And where's our responsibility? Our responsibility of us, our achrayas, to ourselves and to Klal Yisrael, to be the great people that we can be. For if we give up and we don't take the responsibility of our lives, we're not only harming ourselves, we're harming the hundreds of people, or maybe the thousands of people, who knows how many people that we could have affected, that we could have inspired, that we could have changed. That we could have been mashpia on. The Yevonim nikbitzu alai. They came upon us in these days. We wanted to be mentioned in this word. They Chashav Nahum could have given up. The religion is gone. Mi Lashem Elai. Who's ready to take responsibility to keep it going? The Yevonim wanted to end it right there. Let's put an end to this religion. Mila, Shabbos, we're not going to let them do the mitzvahs. Slowly, slowly, they're going to dwindle out. There won't be a Jewish nation. There won't be a Judaism. Like the Nazis wanted to do, we'll make a museum with a Hanukkah menorah in the beginning of the museum. And a picture of a guy with a big nose. These are what the Jews look like. There was such a nation called Jews. They're not around anymore. The Yevonim wanted to do the same, just not take, kill the Jew. But there's no Judaism anymore. Take all the artifacts, the Sefer Torah, put it in a museum. We'll make everybody Yevonim. Greeks. Big biceps. Good looking biceptual people. Walking around with Tarzan uniforms down the block. We'll change our names. Call me Ivan. Not Yisachar. Ivan. And call me John. And call me Bob. Hi, Reuven. No, Reuven. My name is Bob. When's your birth? January 20th. Weren't you born in... No Shabbat. I don't celebrate. Celebrate January 23rd. That's when I was born. What's your Hebrew birthday? Okay, I never knew. We always celebrated January 23rd when they sang, Happy Birthday to John. No Hebrew birthdays over here. Let's keep it English. Let's keep it American. Even the rabbi's name has to be Rabbi Jonathan Samson. Here's Rabbi Bob Schwartz. What kind of name is Rabbi Bob? We do it for Kiruv. Rabbi Yonason. Why is he called Bob? We live in an American culture. We wanted to be culturalized. That's what the Yevonim were trying to do. Let's destroy, slowly, slowly impregnate into their brains. There's no such thing as Judaism. It's old fashioned. Put it away. Take off the tzitzis. Take off the payas. Take off the kippah. Sit there like a ball of the eagle. And become goyim gemurim. Act like the goy. Speak like the goy. And slowly this Yiddishkeit will fall by the wayside. Came along the Yivon, came along the Yiddin, Mila Hashem Elai, and Matisho, 13 Yiddin. That's all it was. We're not going to win the stand up. We're not going to be. You know how many people are replacing with Rachman and Tom Misyavim? Zaydim, Biyaroski, Sarasech, Zaydim, some of them say the people that became Yivonim. Yiddin that became Yivonim. Threw it away, all everything, Rabbi Yisrael. These people said, no. We have an achrayas. We have to keep the religion going. We have to keep it going strong. We have a Beis HaMikdash. It's tameh. It's destroyed. There's nothing left of it. We're going to fight. Fight? With what? No ammunition. You're going out against those Greeks. You're going to go out and fight them? Are you crazy? Yes. Because we feel responsible. We want to keep the religion going. Who's staying on? Who's going to do it for the Ibn Shalom? Who's going to take responsibility for the nation of Klal Yisrael to continue on? The famous Maisa with the Chavetz Chaim, I'm ending, Rabbi Yisai. Shimon Schwab once came to the Chavetz Chaim's house and he said, are you a Kohen, Rabbi Shimon? He said, no, I'm not a Kohen. Very strange, the Chavetz Chaim asked, he's a Kohen. You're not a Kohen, but I'm a Kohen. So what I'm saying, he's a Kohen. Shimon was looking at the Chavetz Chaim and said, well, what's the Chavetz Chaim trying to say? Zoktav Shimon, Zoktav Chavetz Chaim to Shimon Shwab. You know why I'm a Kohen and you're not a Kohen? Because there was a long time ago, many, many years ago, when Klal Yisrael, after Matan Torah, were at Hasinai, and Lamaisa, Rachmana Litzlan, there was an Egel Azov, and many people were running after that Egel Azov and saying, this is the new God, this is the new emissary, this is the new thing we're going to serve. And someone got up and said, Mi Lashem Elai, who's with me? Who's with the Yibarim Shalom? And my great grandpappy, the Kohanim, came along. And they said, we're going to take responsibility. We're not going to be swept up with the emotion of the minute. We're going to take responsibility to keep this nation going. We're going to dedicate our lives for Hashem. And we're going to go. And they went out, and they fought. And they kept the Jewish guy going. They kept the Jewish line's love for us going. Said the Chavetz Chaim, when the Chavetz Chaim is going to be built, only Ma'as and our ancestors are going to get to go in, because they heard that call. So Reb Shimon says, what do you want from me? So the Chavetz Chaim, everybody's life. There comes moments when the call goes out, like at the time of the Ego. When the call goes out, like at the time of Yudah Maccabi and the Yivonim, Mi Lashem Elai, who's going to keep the religion going? Who's going to be Rebbe Shalom? Who's going to take responsibility? Who's going to take achrayus? Who's going to defend the name of Hashem out there in the world? When so many people are trying to blacken it. So many people are trying to cover it over. So many people are trying to make that the gospel is not here. Kiss for the Chavakeh and Hashor, write it out, said the Yevonim. Eilah and Anochelik and Anochel Yisrael, we're not his people anymore. Write it on the Keren Hashor. And how many out there, in a different way, in a different disguise of socialism, capitalism, and communism, have all come with this Yisrael? Write it out. You're not shy at the Klal Yisrael. When the Russians came in, and they try to take away our religion from us. That's the way they would do it. They would bring these little kids into a class, and they would say, you want food, and these kids were starving for food. He said, so ask from your God. And they would ask. They wouldn't get any food. Now ask from Nikolai, Tsar Nikolai. Then Tsar Nikolai should get, and then they would say, close their eyes and say, Tsar Nikolai, and then on the table would be a big portion of food, a nice jelly donut. And this is how they brainwash. They put it in and they say, Ein lechem chelek, Ein lechem Yisrael, you don't have a chelek. Communism and socialism and America, the dollar. In Jesus, we trust. Oh boy, when you have those in your pockets, you trust. If you have a lot of them, you trust even more. Because I have so many things that says in trust, I must have a lot of trust now. Bankers trust, maybe. Covering it over. The more money that we have, the more prestige we have, the more fame we have, the more glory, that's success. That's life. Not the religion. Get rid of your religion. You didn't came over the early century to make a parnasa. Shabbos. Old fashioned. Get rid of that thing. Here we work on the Sabbath. Yom Tovim. Get rid of that. Old fashioned. How many years Rachmon Litzlan gave it up all? Why? We can't imagine the Seder, but for the mother, there had to be make a parnasa. And more parnasa, more parnasa. There was even that, and my grandfather was one of them, that said, no, we'll be fired. What's the parnasa? We trust only in the parnasa. Not easy. No one could say it's easy when Itaki has a responsibility for his family. But at the same time, your first and foremost responsibility is to the Bari Oilam. But no one else. That's the call of you, the Maccabee. That was the call of the Master Ego. That's the call of our generation. Hashem calls out in every generation. Nila Shemelah. Are you going to run out from the Beis Medrash looking for other things in life? Or are you going to dedicate your life to the Brother Shalom? Are you going to feel the achrayus of responsibility of giving over the religion to our children and our students and making sure that this Yiddishkeit is embedded within our soul? That's the most number one on our priority list. That it's so important in our lives. That we dedicate our lives for it. We're dedicated to the cause. And that our children and our family see how much we're dedicated to that cause. That's what inspires them. Like I saw in an article just now, someone said, it was still thinking that how kids see right through obviously when it's a parent, a father was bemoaning the fact that his kids didn't go into learning. Most of his kids went looking for the seek the dollar to make money. He doesn't understand. This is, hey, this big mama Chanuk said, what are you talking about? I was at your house. I remember the story. Your kid was a small young kid and he was a little upset and he wanted to get back at you. So on Shabbos he flipped on the switch in front of you and you stood there calm and you said, you're only hurting yourself. It didn't bother me one bit, so you are so what? You're only hurting yourself. That was very good chinuch. The one he dropped 2 minutes later when he knocked over the vase. And you got up and almost killed him. You show what made a priority. He's all night, everything's good and smooth. But when the bars were touched, for $200 got broken, you went out of your Caleb. You went berserk. In Michal Shabbos, you could be patient. Chol mind that his bars didn't break. Be patient. Once the bars broke, the patience broke also. What'd you show? How more important is Shabbos and how much important is the vase? That's our achrayus of us at the Klal Yisrael. That's our achrayus to our Alta Bavos and Zaydis. That's our achrayus to our Bar Mitzvah of Yantiv. That's the achrayus to Ribbono Shel Olam. The number one priority is Yiddishkeit and the dedication to Yiddishkeit. The number one priority is promoting Yadlus in the world. Each one of the Koichai. Some people in their own homes, some people in their own communities, even more, and some people in the world at large, be speaker, that the Mashpi on Oilam, we don't know how much kos you have. We have to put in all the effort these years of Oisai. We're in Yeshiva. We're gaining as much knowledge as possible. We're getting as much experience as possible. We can have understanding. These are the years, not the ways. That's part of the responsibility of Oisai. When a doctor at 27 years old in the middle of a brain surgery, and he's working on the brain, it's a delicate thing, he's coming to a certain thing. What do I do now? Do I operate? 1 second, bring out the books. And the guy's brain is open up and pouring out, and this guy's 1-2 minutes running to get the books. Obviously, if he would have started hard enough in college, wherever he was, he'd be prepared. I forgot. I didn't take that test. Meanwhile, the guy's brain's coming out. Don't cut too hard over there. He forgot. He doesn't remember. Responsibility to be that doctor starts in the study hall. Responsibility to be that makachir, to be that mechanic, to be that person that's going to lead Klal Yisrael, who's going to lead his own family, was going to inspire others, Rabbi Isai. The fact that you'll be able to inspire, you couldn't inspire, responsibility for that starts these years, Rabbi Isai. This is how you build yourself up. Immersed in Torah. Immersed in your Shemayim. Immersed in Shmuzin. And hearing how good Hashkafa, getting Hashkafa klar, that you're able to present it to others and give it over to others in a clear way. Responsibility to yourselves. It's usually at this year to its fullest, besides the responsibility of your parents and people who are spending money, they should be successful. But the main responsibility is yourselves, to make something out of yourselves, to be the great person that we can become, the one that we're supposed to become. And if we fall short, we didn't become the responsibility that we came to the world for. Oilonim Yoyim Adin, the brother to say this is what we could have been. Based a lady and Zuf the Shtikur of Oisai, and then a Mamish ending. He says, in this man, this fan, on this note, the Medrash brings a Maiso with Eliyahu Hanavi, a ton of Eliyahu, that Eliyahu Hanavi met up with a fisherman. And he asked him, why don't you learn Torah? He says, I have no brain for Torah. How am I supposed to learn Torah? My brain, when you give out brains, I don't know what happened. I got on the line and they must have skipped over me. Minus 71 is my IQ. The doctor said he never saw anything like it. The thing went backwards. George the Blockhead! I can't learn any time. You know what Novi says? So let me ask you a question, Mr. Fisherman. Bob, how do you catch fish? Well, I have to get nets. I take the net. Where do you have nets? Well, I get this material and I weave it together and I make the nets and I go here and I take. So then you'll know if you have both gives you. You have knowledge, you have chokmah in order to make nets and to go catch the fish. To do all that, you don't have knowledge of Torah. I should never hikor v'lecha adova according to one pshat ve'oid. It's very close to you in the siyat v'shmai, but it's just an excuse. You don't want to take responsibility for your actions. People have all the different roots of why they're not growing. One terror to them is one of those roots. None of the above. None of the E is the emus of terror. None of the above. Teretz is that I didn't take responsibility. I didn't decide what I want to be and who I want to be. I didn't take responsibility for who I'm supposed to be and who I can be. And all the stories that we speak out all the time of people that thought they couldn't be. Or the story of the Netziv, who wrote thousands of Svarim, who wrote thousands of Dapim of Svarim, who wrote many, many Svarim. because a young boy's parents gave up hope on him. Nothing's going to become of him because his Rebbe said he's not smart enough. And the Tziv ran to the Aron Kodesh and begged the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yad Tishmaya. And he became the great Tziv, the Rosh Yeshiva of the first Yeshiva of Elojin, with his great, great Sfarim Rav Hussein. There's no excuses. The only terrorist is I'm not ready to take responsibility. That's the only excuse. Maturity is taking responsibility. Growing up means taking responsibility. Getting married means taking more responsibility. Being in charge of others, even more responsibility. Let's use these years out. Let's be responsible. Let's be Moida Allah Emes. That's the first mile of responsibility. Moida Allah Emes. That was the first where it started, we said. Vayigashe love Yehuda and all this great harvest that he took on, ready to kill Pharaoh, was only started. The makar of everything was he was Moida Allah Emes. He admitted to the truth. That's the first step in responsibility. To admit to the truth. What's the true reason? And for that to grow. To join the ranks of Mila Hashem Eilai, to dedicate our lives to the Ibershom in any way, any which way, to be very on call to dedicate our lives. And Be'ez Hashem, B'schuzeh, that we hear the calling of Mila Hashem Eilai, that was doing these days, Vayom Mahem is Manazeh, and Zoycha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look down upon us and says, look what you're ready to do for me, my children. Look how far you're ready to go. Look how responsible you're ready to be. I'm going to be responsible for you guys also. I take care of you. And bring about Mashiach's kingdom. Amen.